It is simply stunning the amount of crap and detritus I've managed to collect over the years, with the help of Karina, of course. I've been cleaning out our two garden sheds, which haven't actually been garden sheds for a couple of years now, they've just been dumping grounds. Now, a lot of the garbage is left over from the move, when we moved here, but it's even if you take out all the cardboard boxes, moving boxes that is, the amount of crap that's still left, stupid stuff, telephone books, the boxes for every device I've ever bought, I think, in the last 15 years. and these aren't boxes that I'm keeping safe and sound because I still use the gear and might want to sell it one day. These are boxes for gear that I no longer possess, that's either been thrown away or given away or sold. I've got the boxes for longer than I have the actual gear itself. It also makes you realize just how many DVD players I've gone through. Admittedly, second DVD players in this house tend to be the cheap, bought at Woolworths variety. They never seem to last very long. Seeing all this stuff makes you realize just how much crap we have. I mean, we've gone through not one, not two, but four skips so far, and I think we have to order a fifth skip. I mean, the guy who runs the skips must be, he must love us. It's quite stunning to see just how much flat pack boxes and various other crap can manifest itself into when you pull it out of the shed it's been sitting in and settling down into for, in some cases, probably close to 4 years. But I needed the sheds back, so pulling it all out. It also made me think the extent to which I will go to procrastinate when it comes to writing. I'm supposed to be working on a script at the moment. My business partner and I are trying to get up. And, there I am out in the noonday sun, the middle of a hot, muggy summer's day, pulling stuff out and loading up skips. Not a pleasant job, and occasionally a stinky job too. There's some stuff in there that, I'm not going to describe it to you in case you're eating. And during it, it makes me realize, wow, I really don't want to write. The stupid thing is, the script's actually coming along okay at the moment. It's still in that early phase where, most of it's writing the first draft. I am, as I always do, I go back and revisit earlier scenes and rewrite them, which I sometimes think is itself a form of procrastination from not writing new scenes. But it's actually, when I sit down to write, it actually comes out okay for a first draft. I can already see potential problems in the rewrite, but it makes me realize just how much of a procrastinator I am. And the reason I'm cleaning out the sheds, and say there is actually a connection with the script, is not because I'm writing a script about a guy who cleans out the sheds, makes a startling discovery which catapults him onto a roller coaster ride of, actually there's probably something there. Although I did actually make an interesting discovery in the sheds. What appears to be a box that was rented out by chemists, a big wooden crate rented out by chemists that contained, according to the labels on the inside, baby weighing apparatus that must be returned, otherwise you forfeit your deposit. Can't really build a movie around that. The reason being is that I need to clear the garden shed so that I can clear the main shed. I need to clear the main shed because I'm trying to convert it into a sort of a makeshift green screen studio. Because a lot of the scenes in this film, unlike a lot of my scripts where I write them and I get someone interested in making them and they try to get funding and it all falls apart and or get stuck in rewrites, Morton and I are trying to make this film ourselves. Absolute lunacy, of course, but as well as doing the corporate videos and the teaching part time, it's good to have a feature film project on the go that isn't relying on anyone else for funding. Now, in order to do that, though, we have to cut a lot of corners. Hopefully not artistically, but certainly technically. But the time has never been better for doing low budget films in terms of access to technology. And software has never been better. I mean, I'm sure it will continue to get better, but it's a really good time. So occasionally these audio booths will be my trials and tribulations in trying to set up an air-conditioned green screen studio in an outback shed.